This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Christian Okoye on the hotline.
I'm very excited, actually. I don't know that we've had him on the show. And his story is really, like, you know me, like sports. Like anybody else, I root for Kansas City. I want us to win Super Bowls. I love the city coming together. I love what we've seen. But for me, it's always the story. It's always the story. A kid coming out of Nigeria who clearly a ton of athletic ability, 17 years old, never played football, 23, 24. Mm-hmm. Never played organized football, but he was an Olympic hopeful, hammer, discus, put, shot put, played soccer, came here, and then just turned into legend. Like, they're just people that were born to become. I mean, they have it. That thing they say, yes, you have to work hard. Yes, you have to want it. Yes, you have to dig in. But there is also, I truly believe there are people who are born for greatness.
Born August 16th in Enugu, Nigeria, moving to America at age 21, our next guest was a standout in discus shot put and hammer throwing in college who didn't start his football career until age 23, being drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs in 1987, and over the next six seasons held a league rushing record at age 28, made two trips to the Pro Bowl and three trips to the playoffs, with his powerful style of play earning him the nickname the Nigerian Nightmare. He retired from the NFL in 1993, going on to found the California Sports Hall of Fame, as well as the foundation that bears his name. And this Sunday, the Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's Casino will host the Okoye Celebrity Roast, with proceeds going to support the Christian Okoye Foundation to help kids stay in school and support the Okoye Youth Sports Club in Nigeria. Please welcome Chiefs legend Christian Okoye.
Christian Okoye, how are you?
I am great, man. I love that introduction. That's awesome.
Oh, listen, I love having you on the show today. We were so excited, and then we ran a little late. I thought Jake was lying to us. I'll be honest with you. Man, what a story. You grew up in Nigeria, and you obviously an incredibly gifted athlete. Soccer, track and field, your discus and hammer and shot put. And did they recruit you to come here to the university?
Well, they didn't. Actually, a friend of mine that I was a track and field team with in Nigeria, he came over to go to school here in 1981. So when he left, I told him that I would like to follow because I knew that there was an Olympics happening in LA in 1984. So coming here will help me train better than being in Nigeria. So that's my main reason of coming to America, is to train for the Olympics.
And so what was it like when you were growing up? What was your city like?
It's like any other normal city, very congested. I grew up in the poor area. You know, of course, my parents, my family, we grew up poor, so grew up in a poor area. And then, of course, after I came over here and started making a little money, I moved them out of there, built them a house. But, you know, it's just like a normal kid and a normal growing up, you
playing
know,
soccer
area.
Yeah, playing soccer, just surviving, right? Like finding sports,
right.
Did you instantly excel at sports? Like, were you one of those, like, there's guys who are born to do things, like they just got the talent?
You know, it's kind of like feeling the passion. You know, when you feel the passion to do something, you will excel. And when I was growing up, I played soccer all the time. So sports was in my blood. I loved sports so much. When I grew out of playing soccer because I was getting so big, so I switched to track and field, running. And then, of course, I grew out of that. I switched to field events, throwing discus and shot put. That's what got me here.
And so you were Olympic hopeful, but you didn't end up going to the Olympics, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. That's why I switched to football, because Nigeria left me out of the team. So I decided, okay, I'm going to play football.
But why would they? Why did they leave you out? Was there a reason for that? Were they? That's
you
what
know, I still don't know the reason. I don't know if it is political or something, but, you know, whatever it is, you know, I'm glad they left me out because I got to play football and this is where I'm at.
So you're watching at 23, you'd never played organized football. You'd thrown a football, caught a football. Have you ever walked on a football field at that point?
No, I never watched a football game. Never watched a football game. Matter of fact.
That's amazing.
I think that's so fantastic. You have no idea how much I love that, Christian. If you're just joining the show, legendary Christian Okoye. So they're like, well, you, let's, I mean, this, by the way, should be a movie. It should really, truly be a movie. And and so they approach you and go, hey, let's try this. And what was the coach's reaction after the first tryout, the first few practices?
Well, the way it happened was when Nigeria left me off the team, I walked into the football coach's office and said, okay, I want to play football. I want to join the team. And he looked at me and says, okay, you know. And the only reason why I walked into his office asking him that is because friends have been telling me, trying to make me to play the game, but I keep refusing. But when Nigeria left me off the team, I decided to walk in and ask him to let me in. And he asked me, says, what position would you like to play? And I didn't know any position.
Right? Yeah. No,
but I remember,
didn't know the rules, didn't know how it worked, right? You had no idea.
I didn't know anything. And but I remember watching TV, and that year was the year that the Raiders played against Washington Redskins in the Super Bowl. And that's the year that Marcus Allen was the MVP of the game. And I don't know if you remember one run that he had. He reversed the field and ran like 76 yards and scored a touchdown. So they kept showing that on TV. And I asked him, I said, who was that? He said, oh, that's Marcus Allen. He's a running back. I said, that's the position I want to play. That's how I picked the running back position.
That's what I want to do. I like the way that looked. I want to do that. And
yeah.
And then you just did. You just did. It's because, like, you know, I guess in this world, like, if you believe you can and nobody makes you believe otherwise, then you just go make it happen. When you went into that, and was it harder to become a football player and become good at football, or is it harder to try to understand and learn the rules? You know, because most of those other players had started playing at a very young age, and they've been watching and being told the rules, the way to set up, how to work the clock, everything that comes along with offense or defense. You know, if you have no knowledge of that at all, was it harder to remember that in the middle of playing, or harder to play?
I'll tell you what, it was very, very hard. Football was the hardest thing that I ever did at that time. And I didn't know that you had to learn plays or anything like that. But when I started, it was so difficult, and I started regretting why I joined the football team.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, the contact, it was incredible. I went home with headaches, bumps and bruises all the time. And I remember going back to my coach saying, coach, I want to quit. And he keeps telling me, hey, you're doing good. You're improving every day. Why do you want to quit? Why don't you give it a week, 2 weeks? And then the season will go by and he says, you did great. You know, come back next year and improve more. And I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I
right.
came back. Friends will push me back. And I came back next year. And after my second year playing, I said, okay, I'm done. Because I started playing my junior year in college, right? So I played junior year, my senior year. Okay, I graduated, I'm done. And then some friends or some news guys came and said, Christian, you improved so much. Why don't you go back and play one more year? Maybe you can try out in the NFL. So that's what I did. I played, went back for my fifth year in college and played my third year in football. And then after that, I was invited to the Senior Bowl. And that's where everything just blew open.
That's so fantastic. And were you just, I mean, that ride, you know, you think about it, like, that is something that so many kids dream of. They try, they work towards it. They're from the time they can walk, their parents are pushing them. And you, this starts to happen for you. And now, obviously, you'd worked very hard to become an Olympic hopeful, to be great at track and field. You loved being an athlete. But to push through that and for have that happen to you in such a relatively short time, I mean, so many things like, I mean, you see guys all the time get signed into these big deals and then it gets to their head and they are never the player again that they once were. Like, it gets inside them somehow. That never, it never got in your head? Like, you always knew just to focus and make it happen?
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, that was my personality, to work extremely hard on the things that I believe in. And also, I had a lot of support from my school, because the school that I went to, nobody ever gone that far in football. So everybody was rooting for me. And in my heart, I said to myself, I can't disappoint these guys. You know, they've been giving me support and praying for me all the time. You know, so I kept working hard. And also, knowing that I came from a very, very poor family, I don't want to fail.
That's
you
right.
See? So
that's right.
Those are things that kept me moving forward, no matter what.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And then, at age 28, you were leading the NFL, the National Football League, in the United States of America in rushing. You're terrifying to people. They can't even fathom how fast you're coming at them. And it just happens. Like, that level of celebrity, though, when you became a professional football player in the NFL, a chief, like, what was that like because I can't imagine you'd ever experienced anything like that, when you walk down the street and people are calling out to you, they're trying to talk to you, they want to take a picture with you and get an autograph.
You know, I was like, when I think back at those times, I was like in a zone, you know. Everything was just coming at me so fast. And but I thank God that none of those things distracted me,
right?
Because I was focused to keep improving in football so I can keep getting better. I was working I worked out all the time. I never had a day off when I was playing. During the off season, I work out every single day, running, lifting, doing a bunch of stuff just so I can stay in shape. You see, so I had to work out to be where I was. I am now.
That's and then it was really a relatively short career. You left in 92. Why was that?
Well, I left because, you know, I started football late. And when I got to, when Marty came, you know,
Schottenheimer,
I ran the ball a lot, you know. So when I started feeling a bunch of injuries, that's when I just walked up to the office and told him, Coach, I think I'm done. And he was surprised. He says, Christian, you were young. You're only 31 years old. Why are you quitting? I said, my plan was to play 4 years, and now I've played 6 years. So I've done what I wanted to do.
Dude, so that's what a sense of self, though. Like, most people can't walk away from the crowd from 80,000 people cheering for you, from the adulation and the ego, right? Like, and the love of it. But you knew, and you also had, you clearly had a plan. You knew how you were going to pay for your family and you move through this life, and you weren't going to overstay it or end up injured so badly that you couldn't enjoy your life.
Yeah. I'm glad I quit the time I did, because the injuries, the surgeries that I started having afterwards, you know, was just incredible. I've had four or five surgeries after that. You know, my knees and back and so on and so forth. So I'm so glad. It was a blessing that I quit when I did.
Oh, and you said the first thing you did is that with the money that you were making, you built your mom and dad a house?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. My family. I grew up in a two-bedroom place, you know, and that was nine of us, my parents and then six siblings.
But what a sense of completion to be able to do that for your mother and father, to be able to take care of them the way they took care of you, and how proud your parents must have been of you.
Yeah, well, it's a blessing. Yeah. When you're able to do that, it's a blessing. So, yeah.
To whom much is given, much is expected.
That's right.
Yep.
That's what life is.
If you're just joining the show, Christian Okoye is with us. Now, there's this is a great celebrity roast. But it's going to be Duron Cherry. And by the way, I don't know how somebody would roast you, Christian. Like, you're the nicest, most, like, together. I'm like, what are you going to say about Christian Okoye? But roasts are fun. I do love them. I love, you know, when you're really good friends with somebody and you really do love them, you know the fun stuff to bust balls on. Like, it's part of our friendships, right?
So
Duron's in the hot seat now.
Duron is in the hot seat, but what's happened in the past is when they roasted me, right? Andrew Reed came, you know, I'm good friends with Andrew Reed. He came and he got on the mic. He keeps going back in the mic. So it wasn't really roasting Christian Okoye. They started roasting Andrew Reed.
Good.
He got so upset.
Yeah, it's
so he's like, I'm not the one being roasted. Come on, man. I said, well, I'm going to the mic then. You know, so and Duron, somebody like Duron, we honored Bobby Bell 2 years ago, and Bobby was just such a gentleman. What are you going to say bad about him? So we honored him. So when we do these things, we either honor you or roast you or both. You see, so Duron is going to be more of an honor than a roast.
Right.
Yeah.
And it all goes, and it really helps. So this is helps kids stay in school and supports the youth sports in Nigeria. So, you know, this is that's a hard world in Nigeria. And if a kid can believe and he can become and he can hope that he can come here, and not even above being a great athlete, if you can get that education, if you can become something and you can empower yourself, which, you know, in a way, just because you're good at this, man, what an opportunity for any human being.
Yeah. Well, when I was growing up, nobody did anything like that for me, you know. So, but one time, one guy came to my house and told my dad, hey, let this kid play. I'll come and pick him up, you know, and after practice, I'll bring him back. My very first coach told my dad that. So he was the reason why I continued playing sports.
And did you ever find out why he went to your father and did that? It was because he knew you'd be great for his team, or because he knew it'd be great for you? Like, why? Why did he pick you out?
He saw the passion in me, and he saw that I was very dedicated playing, you know, the sports. And he thought if he trained me, that I could be good. So he came to my dad and told my dad that, and my dad agreed. So he would come to my house, pick me up to practice, and then bring me back. Because before that, I would stay out after school. I would stay out playing soccer. You see, my dad usually get mad at me about that. So when he did that, that was a huge jump for me. And so having somebody do that for me, I want to do that for somebody else.
That's right.
When I started my foundation in 1990, I want to do that for other kids, kind of making them believe in themselves.
That's right.
You know, bringing them out of their neighborhood and then opening their world, their eyes to other things they can focus on and setting their goals a lot better.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. You can look at the hardship in front of you, or you can look at the possibilities in front of you. And somebody just needs to show them a possibility and go, it can happen. And there's no guarantees in this life. And, you know, and you know, the harder you work, the luckier you get.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Did that coach who took that time with you, did he know what you became, how your life turned?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Oh, yeah. He came. He's in the 80s now. He came out living with his kids in Chicago, and he called me one day, a Christian, it's very cold out here. I said, Coach, come out to California.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, come out to California. He lives here and there. I brought him out. He lives in Orange County right now.
I love that. I can't tell how much I love this story, Christian. It's just, listen, sports are a very important part of our world, and I love to see what our Chiefs are doing now. But I will tell you, the stories in human beings, the triumph over adversity, the underdog, the long shot, like that's the stuff that gets me. It is such, I think, because we need hope. We need to believe.
That's right. We need to believe. You need to believe in something. If you don't believe in anything, you won't move forward.
That's right. Well, listen, I hope everybody checks it out. Sunday, Harrah's Voodoo Lounge. The benefit's going to be amazing. All these incredible legends you can take some time and meet. There's going to be an auction. I mean, you guys even got a Taylor Swift guitar. Is that right?
We got a Taylor Swift guitar. We got Bo Jackson jersey. Mm-hmm. We got Christian Okoye jersey, Neil Smith jersey. We have the Rancheri jersey. We have a Mahomes signed helmet. So we have a bunch of stuff in the silent and live auction. Yeah. And, 4 o'clock at Voodoo Lounge, Harrah's Casino. If you don't get enough of me there, get my book. My book just came out November 7th.
Oh.
And you can get it from christianokoye.com.
Hey, listen, I'm going to go buy that today. I'm going to read your book, and then I'm going to have you back on, if that's okay.
Sure.
I would love that. I would absolutely love it. Christian, I can't wait to read your book.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
The great, the legend, Christian Okoye. Fantastic, man. Stay right there. I'm going to have Jake change some information with you. Hey, Jake, for real, let's grab that book. Let's order it from him. And then I really would like to have him back on.
Yeah, we'll do it. I'll get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.